That's why it was out. I wasn't saying it like that. Hello, Mickey?
Yeah, this is Mickey. Hello.
Hey, Mickey. This is Amy Nelson with Local Splash. How are you?
Doing good, thank you. How are you?
I'm doing good, too. Thank you so much for asking. I appreciate that. So the purpose of my call is that I'm calling from the Google Guarantee Department. You had a conversation with one of our agents named Mary yesterday regarding possible upgrade on your account for Google Guarantee.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I do want to go over those options with you, but before I'm able to move forward on that, it does look like your account failed payment today. We were unable to process the payment of $299.
Oh, no. Yeah, I know why. I got a new card.
Okay.
A new credit card from the company. So
card. Okay.
I should update it. I will update it when I get back home.
Okay, when you get back home, we can update it. Sure, absolutely. Is this a good time to go over the Google Guarantee for you, or?
Yes, please.
It is? Okay.
Yeah.
Update. Okay, so I'm taking a look at everything here. And Mary said that she went over a few things, but I do just have to verify a couple of things to make sure that you're eligible for the Google Guarantee option. And the first thing is do you have general liability insurance for your company?
Yes, I do.
Okay. And the second thing is can you pass a background check?
Always.
Okay. Do you have a social security number?
Yes, I do.
And you have driver's license?
Yes, I do.
How many face-to-face employees do you have?
Right now, I don't have employees.
I
work with subcontractors.
Okay, that's perfect. If you had face-to-face employees, meaning employees that were going out and running bids on their own, or happen to be, you know, going out and accepting jobs on their own on behalf of your company, then they would need the background check as well, okay?
Yeah, no, I'm the only one doing that.
Okay. All right. So with that being said, I'm looking at everything here. So the upfront cost on Google Guarantee is a one-time $250 application fee that is non-refundable. It goes to get the company completely Google Guarantee approved. Now, have you done a search and looked, like for fencing contractor on Google and seen the Google Guarantee section up at the top?
No. No, it's literally the first time I heard about Google Guarantee was yesterday. Mary mentioned it to me, so I have no idea.
Okay.
How it works and what it is.
Okay. No worries. From the top. I'll take it from the top.
Yes,
yeah. Okay. So when you do a search on Google for fence contractor or best fence near me or any of the services that you're providing right there to your clients, in certain categories, in certain places in the U.S., the search result at the very top of the page is going to be Google Guaranteed. So this is Google's own pay-per-lead program. Okay.
Okay.
And have you ever tried anything like Angie's List or Thumbtack, any of those type of pay-per-lead programs?
Yeah.
And what was your experience?
So, full disclosure, I'm a marketer. I'm an online marketer, and I've been doing it for 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
The product of the day that I'm selling is fences. But I sold anything and everything over the last 12 years. And I did run ads mainly on Facebook because that was the product we're selling. I did some Google ads in the past, but that was a few years ago. But I mainly do, you know, conversion rate optimization, funnels, lead generation, things like that through various different means.
Okay.
And this new product is super new, and I had no idea about it. The thing is, Google and Facebook and all these ads, this these three biggest ad platforms, two ad platforms, they change every year. And I don't want to learn it from scratch.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm comfortable in paying per lead.
Right.
Because I know, I know what the lead is worth to me.
Right.
Angie is a gamble.
Mm-hmm.
It's a big, big gamble because, one, it's a place where people go to for shopping, to browse, window shop.
Tire kickers.
Check on prices. Tire kickers. And the leads are outrageously expensive.
Okay.
And they vary. $16
uh-huh.
a lead.
Right.
It's outrageous considering the fact that they are tire kickers and they're online. They're tire kickers. They're not committed. They don't want to buy right now. They don't want to commit to it right now. So
mm-hmm.
I don't want to pay $1,000 to get one client because I'm not making money out of it. I am spending money on Angie, and I make no profit from it because, it doesn't cover the advertising costs.
Mm-hmm.
So with Google, people visiting Google have a higher intent, right? Because they are searching
mm-hmm.
actively for that type of service.
Right.
And even if it is, $20, $40, $50 a lead, whatever that may be, I'm happy with it because I know the intent is higher.
You know the value. Right. You're absolutely right. In fact, the Google Guarantee leads show a 33% stronger closing conversion than any other type of pay per lead out there. So Google actually built this pay per lead program. They know everything that you guys go through when you have the Angies, the Thumbtack. I really appreciate you taking the time to explain to me, exactly what your understanding is, so I don't have to start from the bottom. With the Google Guarantee, the application is going to ask all of those original questions that I asked you regarding licensing, insurance, social security number. The background check and the Google Guarantee approval process, it takes a max of 4 to 8 weeks. It doesn't always or even usually take that long. Again, that's what the terms and conditions say. And I have to let you know, of course, always what they say first. So once we have the application and we're able to go ahead and process it, we get the Google Guarantee approval for you, and then we contact you to set the minimum monthly budget. So your cost per lead with Google Guarantee leads is $58.67. That is going to be the regular lead cost. And then there is a requirement a minimum monthly budget in order to start for 13 leads, which is going to be $765. So the way it works is like this. You go ahead, you pay the upfront cost of the $250. We process the application. If it takes, a week, 2 weeks, 6 weeks, 4 weeks, however many weeks it takes, we contact you as soon as you're completely Google Guarantee approved. And then at that point, we will contact you and we'll say, hey, we're ready to cut the leads on. So then we're going to have you pay the minimum monthly budget. It works like an escrow account. You pay the budget up front, Mickey, and then the lead cost is going to come off of that budget as you take the leads on. So if it's left idle, if you don't touch it at all, if you pay the $763, that's going to give you up to 13 Google Guarantee leads for the month. They would come in at approximately 3 leads a week. Now, the thing is that you have the ability to increase or decrease those leads as you see fit. If you want to increase the lead flow, then you have the ability to do so by calling and letting us know that you would like to have more than 3 leads a week. You can increase the lead flow with the budget that you have, or you can always increase the budget. Additional to that, you also have the ability to pause the campaign anytime you need. So if you're really the only person who's taking the jobs on, you may take on a job or two and then, you may be booked for a couple of weeks. You might not be able to take on any more calls. So if that's the case where you're unable to take on any more calls for the next 2 weeks, 6 weeks, say you take a month-long vacation, whatever the case is, you would call in and pause the campaign. When you pause the campaign is where it stops financially. So there's no automatic monthly charge with the Google Guarantee. Where you pause it financially is where it stops. So if you pause it with $587 left in it, that's where the campaign is going to hold until you unpause the campaign. There's no automatic charge with it, okay?
Yeah.
Secondly, Google does assign a Google call tracking phone number to that section, and that number does rotate. So it's never going to be the same number all the time. And when your leads are off, the number comes off completely. Okay. And the point of this is Google records all of those phone calls for authenticity purposes. So there's specific criteria that makes that Google guaranteed call considered qualified. For example, if somebody is calling you requesting employment with your business, they're asking, you know, sales solicitation, spam, robocall. If it happens to be somebody asking for a service that you do not provide that is not listed in your service profile, or if they're asking for a service outside of your service radius that isn't listed in your service profile, those are considered unqualified calls. Okay?
I can get a refund for them.
Absolutely. And AI is listening to each one of those calls, so you shouldn't even be charged for them when they flag. But in the event that it slips through the cracks, you have access to the call recording and the phone number through your dashboard with Local Splash. And then you're going to be able to just go ahead and let us know, and then we dispute it for you. You don't have to worry about it. The next thing is also the two things that make it a qualified call is A, if the client is requesting face-to-face estimate and you set appointment to give estimate face-to-face, Google considers that a qualified call. And secondly, they consider it a qualified call if the client is asking for estimate over the phone and you give the estimate over the phone, which is probably pretty rare for what you're offering. You have to go out and do a bid. You
yeah.
can't usually pitch a fence over the over the phone, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
Right. So do you have any questions so far?
Is there a management fee involved? So you mentioned the $250 startup setup fee. Is there like a monthly management fee?
It's already worked into the cost of your leads. So it's a 25% management fee per lead, and we already work it into the cost of the lead. So there's nothing additional unless you choose to increase the lead flow or do max lead bidding, which after your account is completely approved, our Google Guarantee technician contacts you to set the minimum monthly budget in order to turn the leads on, and they review max lead bidding with you to see if it's the best option for your company and any changes that you'd like to make as far as the cost per lead goes, showing up towards the very top, things like that. There's a few options that we do have available.
Okay. Okay, sounds something that I'm definitely interested in trying out.
Okay. All right. Well, I can send the application over to you as soon as we can process the application fee, and after we're able to go ahead and collect the credit card information for the payment for today. So, should I call you back in a little bit, or?
So I'm not. I'm parking the car now, and I can update the card for the $299. So that one goes through. We'll go through in a minute.
Okay.
So while I'm interested in starting, I don't think I can start right now. So my Google page got verified last week on a Friday.
Mm-hmm.
And yesterday, while on the phone with Mary, we were checking things out in the Google listing page, and it says that it's not verified, and I have to re-verify it. The page isn't, I don't have a Google page. It's not up and running, so I don't think I can do that now. So it was a hassle. It took us 4 weeks to get it verified, which is a very, very unfortunate event. So I need to get that one re-verified. That's one. And two, I got a few extra cool things for the website that I want to update. I got this cool online estimates tool that I built.
Mm-hmm.
And I got financing done literally yesterday, so I want to put those up on the website.
That's amazing.
Oh,
sure.
So you mean the guaranteed ad, the ad at the top. The call to action is call for a quote or whatever. They don't visit the website, or how does it
No, work? They don't visit the website. And your Google listing is showing live right now. I just pulled it up on the internet, and I just sent you the link. So you can click it and look at it for yourself. Maybe we already went through the re-verification process for you, because it literally is showing that it's live. And all the notes in here show that your Google business profile is live.
I'm gonna double check now. Maybe I cached. I'm gonna use.
Absolutely.
But I'll have to double check because it's. I mean, that's what we were talking about yesterday with May. Maybe it's a bug. It probably is a bug. This morning it was still missing verification, but maybe it got fixed. So that would be really good. So if
you look at the text message that I just sent you, then you're able to see it is yours. It has the call tracking number and all the information, everything that we've done for you so far.
Your edit couldn't be verified, so it won't be published. Get verified. You're not verified. Some of your edits may not be visible. Get verified.
Where are you reading that?
On my page, right on, because I'm logged in my management thingy.
Right. I'm not talking about any of that stuff. If you click on the link that I just sent you text message, it will populate your Google Business profile.
Because I'm logged in the in my Google email thingy. When I click on the link, it directs me to the.
Okay. So open an incognito window on your phone.
Yeah, I can see it.
Right. So it's live. I don't know what kind of glitch is showing in the back end of your of what it is that you're looking at, but nothing in our notes says that it has to be re-verified. Everything says it's live, and I'm literally looking at the live listing myself.
All my pictures are impending.
Well, that's to be expected because it just went live a few days ago, so it takes about 3 to 5 days for everything to completely take hold. The listing itself is up. The website is registered. The Facebook page is attached to it. But as far as all of the photographs and everything, that usually just takes a few days to completely, you know, set in and take hold. They want to verify everything.
Yeah, but they were just fine 2 days ago. Help and support. I'll reach out to support and ask them if there isn't, if there even is an email for them. I don't know. But anyway, so
for Google?
Yeah,
that's literally everything that we take care of for you. You don't have to reach out to them independently or try to find that information yourself.
Oh, okay.
That's what we do for you. That's literally what you hired us for.
Awesome. That's good to know. So, here's the thing. You guys are posting stuff on my Google page. There is a post schedule, or there was a post schedule.
Mm-hmm.
And if it doesn't go live on the Google page, then we have a red herring. So we can figure that one out next week or whatever it is. Cool. So if the Google page is, you know, you can see it, and there's nothing stopping us to do that. You said that it takes about 4 weeks for the entire process to go through?
4 to 8 weeks is what the terms and conditions state for the entire process. Like I said, it doesn't always or even usually take that long. The first and most important thing is to get you the application and have you fill that out. It takes about 10, 15 minutes to upload the information we need on the application. And then I schedule an onboarding call that's another, you know, 15-minute call with Ivan. And when he does the onboarding, he's just going to verify the information that's in the application itself. He's going to trigger a text message to you for verification of the ID. And then at that point, we send it off to Google. It can happen quickly as long as the application is filled out correctly. And that's why Ivan goes over that with you to make sure that we have all of the correct information. So how quickly it moves really depends on how quickly you get the app back to us.
Got it. Okay. Cool. Can we get started next week?
Yeah, you can get started on it whenever you want to. Sure.
Cool. Okay. I don't want to use Angie. I still have some credit with them, but I don't want to use them anymore because of fire things.
Okay.
But that all sounds great. Why don't we start sometime next week? I'll fill up the application next week. It gives me a little bit of time to organize myself and you know the processes and checklists and whatnot. Because I'm gonna be getting calls rather than emails, so I want to be prepared for that. And we can regroup then.
Okay. Do you want to update the information now for the card?
Yeah, I'm. I just logged in the Local Splash dashboard, and I'm gonna go to account settings and change my card.
Okay. All right. Once that's completed, let me know so we can process the payment.
Oh, got it. Got it. We'll do. We'll do. Just give me a few minutes, 10 minutes or so. But a payment for the $299, not for the $250.
Correct.
$299. Perfect. Got it. We'll get it done in a minute.
Okay. And then I'll send you a text with my direct phone number and extension line. That way you can call back in to let me know when you're ready to get the Google Guarantee set up, okay?
Yes, that would be perfect. Thank you so much.
All right, thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
Okay, bye.